My Lord, what is this world coming to? What people need today is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Yeah, well, can people handle the truth, though?
I believe they can, in the Situation Room.
Welcome to the Situation Room, the program that applies God's word to our present situation. We take the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth of God's word, and apply it to our daily lives. Because at the end of the day, what really matters is not what I say or what somebody else say, but what does the word of God say? And I ask that you take everything that you hear me say or somebody else say, and you check it out with the word of God. Because if I or anyone try to put something on your spiritual plate that don't line up with the scriptures, well, just put that in your spiritual garbage disposal. Because all you want on your spiritual plate is the truth that's found in the word of God. And we don't have to be afraid to tell the truth, because God is on our side. We don't have to be afraid to stand up for the truth, because God is on our side. We don't have to bag up or shed up, but we can stand up and speak up for the Lord Jesus Christ. Because when you're getting the truth out the word of God, then God is indeed on your side. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome this morning to the Situation Room. We hope and pray that you've been having a good day thus far. And I just believe that it's going to get better and better as the minutes and the hours goes by today. Yeah, we're believing God for a good day for you today in the Situation Room. We hope and pray that you had a real good weekend. Hope and pray that you was able to go to a church on yesterday, and that your pastor's sermon was a very good sermon on yesterday. And I just pray it was something that would stay with you the rest of the week. You know, a good sermon, old folks say a good sermon is just like a good bowl of grits. It's something that'll stick to the ribs. Yeah, something that'll stay with you. And so we just pray that it was very good. And you're probably hearing me kind of stopped up this morning. I got this head cold. But y'all just pray for me that as the week go on, I can overcome this head cold. All right. And today is our day that we focus in on our hot topic today. We're going to focus in on our hot topic. But before we focus in on that, let me just get some, give you some contact information. Just in case you may have a hot topic, or just in case you may have a Bible question, or a marriage question, or just a question that pertains to the Christian life, you can email me at BibleWayIrvin@gmail.com. That's BibleWayIrvin@gmail.com. Or you can call them in at 972-257-3766. That's 972-257-3766. All right. I got that out the way. Now let me get my Bible. All right. And let me get situated here regarding our hot topic for today. Our hot topic for today is responding to the riot in Baltimore. Responding to the riot in Baltimore. You know, a couple of weeks ago, there was another young man that was getting arrested by the police there in Baltimore. And he ended up dead. And the rioting took place, you know, the other Monday, last Monday. And it's been pretty calm. But how should we respond? How should Christian respond? It looks like almost any time one of these situations like this kind of go down, it looks like we go and tear up our own neighborhood. We go and burn down buildings, and you know, we've saw that happen in Watts there in Los Angeles, and Ferguson, Cleveland, New York, and now Baltimore. So I asked the question, how should we respond? How should we respond when situations like this happen? And then how should we respond even to this riot in Baltimore? Because it looks like this has, you know, kind of divided our community somewhat. People have all different kinds of views, and I think we can get a biblical perspective. Now, there was something that I ran across out there on the internet. That was this young preacher by the name of Jonathan Gentry. Jonathan Gentry, he's a minister at West Angel Church of God in Christ. And he was being interviewed by a local a newscaster there, and I believe this is in Los Angeles, and it's out there on the internet. So let's just take a listen. Let's just listen to this. Let's listen to this, and then after we listen to this, then I'll make some comments, because he has some very good, I think, comments, what he said. And also, there was a mother that one of her children was out there riding. She went out there and punished her son publicly. She kind of slapped him around publicly and made him put down his rocks or whatever he had, and made him leave that riding alone. She snatched him away from that. She went out and got him. And you'll hear some of that here on this tape as well. But I'm going to get out of the way and play this tape so you can hear it. Then I'll come back with some comments.
Tell you, we gonna march, we gonna do this, we gonna do that. I'm gonna tell you, damn it, let's change. Let's change as black people. When is this gonna stop? When?
Well, not right away, apparently. That was Minister Jonathan Gentry during the Ferguson riots. What does he think of all of this erupting again in Baltimore? Reverend, good to have you back with us. Here we go again, huh?
Yeah, how you doing, Neil?
I'm doing fine. Why does it keep happening, and what do you recommend when you hear and see what's going on? Obviously, people have the right to legitimately protest. Then this quickly morphs into looting and the rest, and turning vehicles on fire, attacking police. Everyone gets angry. It becomes a national incident. How do you calm things down?
I mean, at this point, like I had told you, Neil, just like we said in Ferguson, it's what's being taught to our youth. And as you could see yesterday in Ferguson, it was the youth. You keep pumping that they're victims and blacks are at the bottom to these youth, and they're reacting. God is not mocked. Whatever a man soweth, that you shall also reap. You understand? These leaders keep telling these youth they're at your bottom, and the justice system ain't showing these men no love. Let me tell you something. Let's just go back. It starts at home, Neil. This stuff starts at home. You keep talking about the justice system like it's a cool place to be. And we keep making this a racial issue, and it's not. This is a sin problem. Your jacked up kids keep moving under a wicked method. This is coming from what's being taught at home. You understand? Tell these children to stop committing crimes, putting themselves in situations that's going to be unfortunate. That's where this is coming from.
Well, you know what?
But
I love
these leaders ain't telling these children that.
I'm sorry to jump on you there, Reverend, but to your point, we had Aleta King here yesterday, the niece of Martin Luther King, who was saying, you know what you need to do? If I'm a mom or I'm a dad, I'm yanking those kids that I see out of those protests. And sure enough, as she was speaking, there was one mom who famously was yanking her son out of that.
And I'm
thinking, well, this kid is embarrassed on international TV. But having said that, exactly. She was just saying, get the hell out of there. What the hell are you doing? And I'm wondering whether moms and dads, white or black, I don't care, you have an obligation to keep an eye on
a lot of these parents. And I praise God for that woman because she knows her son. She knows that's not you. These children are wannabe thugs. They wannabe thugs. This is all that crap that they internalize with the music and want to go out there and try to be something they're not. Like they say, you ain't about that life. You understand? But that mother knew. She knew this ain't my son. But a lot of these mothers need to step up to the plate and grab your children because they're coming out here acting this way and you know that's not them and they know that's not them.
Yeah, and especially
and
when
stop
they
using race to it.
No, you're right. When you consider their age, some of these were younger than my own boys, 12 and 13. I'm thinking, hey, these kids, they're just glomming onto something. It's exciting. It seems neat. And where's someone telling them, hey, get your butt back home?
And for one, Neil, I'm going to give my condolences to Freddie Gray's family and Walter Scott's family. All this is unfortunate. It is, but it's a constant cycle of how we respond. You understand? It's how we're responding, and these leaders in the front, and I understand there's a lot of them out there that are trying to help the community, but we need to tell these teens and these children out here to just stay out of trouble, period. Stop making this a white and black issue. Tell these children to stay out the system, period. Stop the drug dealing, stop the killing, stop the gang banging, stop the murdering, stop the purse snatching. It starts with you. Change starts with you. I'm not going to tell a police department to change. I'm going to tell you to change.
Well, then, Jonathan, what do you think when you look at Baltimore, what's going on? Very high youth unemployment among African-American males. Extremely high, running north of 20%. Very similar to what we saw in Ferguson. Very similar to what we saw in New York City around the areas when we had the Garner riots and the rest. The common theme seems to be in areas that are either economically challenged or outright depressed. Is that a common theme? And if it is, what do you advise? What do you tell kids? What do you tell their parents?
Honestly,
what do you tell officials in those areas?
I'm going to mention this. That young man, Harold Ike, from New York, 17 years old. Family brought him over from Nigeria. Was accepted to 8 Ivy League schools. Was accepted to all 8. Now, if you want to make this a racial issue, guess what color he was? He was black.
You're exactly right.
He had no excuses. You understand? So what's your excuse to why you want to go steal and loot a Samsung 6 and some Jordans talking about you're in this for Freddie Gray? The devil is a lie. You're not in this for no Freddie Gray. That man climbed to the top. His family brought him over here from Nigeria and climbed to the top. So what's your excuse? It ain't none. I don't want to hear it, and that's why a lot of people don't like me, Neil, because I don't cater to your ignorance. I'm at the bottom because I'm black. Please, you're at the bottom because you choose to be there. Stop making this about race. It is 2015. The weapons of our warfare, not carnal, but mighty through God from bringing out the strongholds. 2 Corinthians 10 verse 4. You need to check yourself now. It is time for you to introspect and check and examine yourself as a person and individual. Now, if you're a leader out here still misleading these children, woe unto you. And these people come at me, don't you know who I am and the organizations I have started? Do you know the consequences of playing with God's souls and misleading his children? Do you know that? Forget your organizations. This is about God's children and leading them path down the path of truth. These children need help, Neil. They need help. Our children are watching this. Our children are watching this. My son is watching this. Our children are watching this, Neil. And we keep responding with the same foolishness. What are we sowing in the seeds of our children? God has to intervene. God will remove every wicked leader from the face of the planet to get his will done. In Jesus' name, and that's a promise. It is time for us to turn from our wicked ways, seek the face of God so he can heal our land. It is that hour, Neil. Enough of this foolishness.
John,
enough of it, because...
You said it better, my friend. Why should I add to anything? Jonathan Gentry, 11 more minutes.
All right, all right. That was Reverend Jonathan Gentry, and he was being interviewed at a one of the local television stations. And you can see he was pretty passionate. He was pretty passionate about what's happening in our world today. And Reverend Gentry, in his comments, he more or less said that we need to take responsibility for our own actions. And he said that this thing is really not about race. We're making it into a race thing. But it's really not about race. Now, so let me ask a question. Is this a skin problem or is it a sin problem? Because Brother Gentry was more or less saying that you can reap what you sow. And we need to let these kids know that you reap what you sow. If you go out there and you do bad things will come your way. And he said that we're more or less making excuses for our children. And as a result, they continue to keep getting in trouble. As long as we tell them that, you're doing this because there's a social problem, things are bad and they are getting in trouble because there is an economic problem. There's a social problem, economic problem. Our kids are getting in trouble because there's nothing for them to do. I heard a lot of that when I was a little boy. Well, it wasn't a lot for us to do when I was in the country. So they had more things to do because they was in the city, a lot of my friends. But I stayed in the country and we didn't hardly have nothing to do. But we didn't get in no trouble. We weren't getting into a lot of trouble. These kids are getting into a lot of trouble today. Are they getting into trouble? Let me ask this question, because I know we got some of the smartest listeners that's listening out there in radio land. Are we at the bottom because of skin? Are we at the bottom because of our choices that we make? Is black people still at the bottom because of our skin? Are we at the bottom because of the choices that we make? You know, at one time, I could say that we are at the bottom because of our skin. Since the civil rights and the 1970s and the 80s, now, if you use your mind, you can make it. Did you hear what I said? If you use your mind, you can make it. If you put it in your heart, if you got some get up and go about yourself, if you got some initiative, I believe that you can make it. I don't really think, that it's so much a race problem as it is a sin problem. And listen, I was talking the other day to somebody. And they begin to just pull out all kind of statistics before me. Are you aware that there are even more white people that get that have gotten hurt and died at the hands of the police than black people. Did you hear what I said? Matter of fact, I'm going to bring that statistic to you. But we hear more about the blacks than we do the white, because they are turning it into more of a race issue than it really than a sin issue. Because see, the problem is whether the cops are black or white, cops are human beings. And you got a lot of cops that's got sin problems. You got some cops that are mean as the devil. You got some that are, you know, good as angels, but you got some that's mean as the devil. And you got those that just don't like people because of their skin. You got those that's prejudiced. But then you just got those that's got whose heart is not right. They just don't, you know, they try to prove who they are, whether it's white or black. So it's a sin problem, not so much a skin problem. Like I said, more white folks die at the hands of cops than blacks. More black kill blacks than white kill blacks. See, there's a lot of hypocrisy in our land today. Why is it that we don't get all upset when we see blacks killing blacks? Why we don't march? Why we don't, you know, get out there and protest? I mean, we got more blacks killing blacks than we ever had. And something needs to be said about that, rather than just when a black person get killed by a white cop. And before I forget, and before I have to sign off, we do want to send out our condolences to the Freddie Gray family. Because they are hurting right now, and they need our prayers, and they need our love, and they need our support. But could it be, as Reverend Gentry was talking about, could it be that we keep going through the same old because of bad leadership? Could it be our leaders make us feel like that we are victims? Could it be our black leaders keep telling us that it's an economic problem? Could it be that we keep having these Ferguson and now Baltimore and New York and Los Angeles because our leaders keep telling us that, you know, the reason our kids are getting in trouble is an educational problem. The reason we're at the bottom, it's a race problem. Could it be our leaders are leading us down the wrong path? Could that be the problem? That's what Reverend Gentry was basically saying. He was basically saying the reason we keep getting the same old is because our leaders keep telling us the same thing. They just keep pumping this into us, and we need to, we don't need to keep hearing the same old, because that ain't working. It's not working. It's not working. And so, it seems like the bottom line is there's a spiritual problem. We need to acknowledge that we got some bad leadership. And we got a spiritual problem. You know, we act like we act because we are born sinners. Yeah, yeah. The reason that these kids are acting and keep getting in trouble is because they ain't been born again yet. They hadn't been born again. When you are born again, your life changed. When you are born again, the Spirit of God comes into you and begin to start shaping you and making you become more and more like God. You have love in your heart. These kids, they got a lot of anger in their heart. They got a lot of bitterness in their heart. They got a lot of hatred in their heart. They are a ticking time bomb. They need to be born again. These cops, the same thing about the cops. These cops, they need to be born again. Yeah. These policemen, the people in the government need to be born again because they keep coming up with these bad laws. Congressmen and judges, they got problem. See, our whole country, ladies and gentlemen, is sick. Our soul, the soul of America, is sick. And people in America, they keep pushing God out. You keep pushing God out. Well, that's what happened. When you push God out the schools, when you push God out off of these jobs, when you push God out of the home today, when you push God, see, God is no longer welcome in our society. When you push God out of our society, well, this is what you get. This what you get. You're going to get riots in the streets. You're going to get people killing each other and shooting each other. You're going to get that because, see, when you don't accept God, then you get the devil. And, see, the devil comes to steal and to kill and to destroy. So that's what you get when you don't accept God. And, see, we can't expect, ladies and gentlemen, to have a good society without having God because God is good. Did you hear what I said, ladies and gentlemen? We can't expect to have a lot of good in society without God because God is good. If we want good, then we got to get God. We got to welcome God back into our workplaces, into our homes, into our community, into our schools. We need God. See, people act like they act because they're not born again. People steal. See, when people steal, that's because they are a thief in their heart. People kill because they are a murderer in their heart. People lie because they are liars in their heart. See, people need to be born again. See, we used to have an old saying when I was in computer science, garbage in, garbage out. If you can't take watching all of these bad shows on television, listening to all this bad music, and then think that when you go out in the streets, you're going to act like you're a nice lit Sunday school boy, Sunday school girl. No, if you're taking all this stuff in, all this worldly music, all this worldly television shows, worldly movies, when you go out there in society, you're going to act just like the stuff you've been watching. Garbage in, garbage out. See, you can't clean up a pig and think you're going to dress up a pig and bring him in the house and think that he's done been changed. No. That pig, you can dress him up, you can clean him up, wash him up, but as soon as that pig can get back outside, he's going to go straight to the hog pen. Why? Because his nature hadn't changed. And ladies and gentlemen, the reason these cops acting like they act, the reason these kids acting like they act, the reason that people in society are acting like they act is because they're trying to clean them up on the outside, but they ain't cleaned up on the inside. In other words, they ain't born again. And until a person is born again, we won't see true change take place. Well, ladies and gentlemen, look like the clock on the wall is saying that's going to be all for this portion of In Your Corner. Thank you. This portion of the Situation Room. Let me encourage you now to stay with us the rest of the day. Remember my format here at KLITB is at the top of the hour, we minister in the word, and at the bottom of the hour, we minister in the mix. That's music and a whole lot more. So listen to us all day long, ladies and gentlemen, because we're in your corner right here in the Situation Room. God bless you. Have a good day.